This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. The sign open house means welcome. Come in, look around. Is it hanging on the doors of our churches and our lives? Turn with us to 1 Kings chapters 5 through 8. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If you and I think of our churches only as places where we can go and be blessed and ministered to, we're going to repeat a serious mistake of God's people. The mistake was the failure of most Old Testament Jews to grasp God's vision and purpose for their place of worship. Solomon had a clear understanding of the temple and its purpose. First of all, he knew that the house he had built for the Lord could not in all honesty be looked upon as God's dwelling place. Listen to Solomon's prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? The temple could not contain God, and Solomon knew it. Second, Solomon saw the temple as a house of prayer for all people. Now notice that, all people. Solomon had no desire to monopolize the knowledge of God and have this knowledge confined to Israel only. His prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 43, is that all the people of the earth might know your name and fear you. Solomon did not pray that all the nations of the earth might be subject to Israel, and that he might reign over them, but that they might be subject to God, and that God might reign over them. And this ministry of making the Lord known to all people was to be the great destiny of the Jewish nation. And somehow they completely missed the boat. As time went by, they kept trying to scale God down. They tried to stuff their great and awesome God into this little temple and make him their private possession. They tried to turn him into a little tribal god to whom no one had access but them. How easy it is to repeat that same mistake today. We need a vision for our lives and churches, like the vision Solomon had for the temple. He understood God's ultimate purpose for this place of worship. It was not to be a little golden box in which they could hide from the rest of the world, but a place where the nations of the earth might come and learn to pray to him who would hear them and forgive their sins. In the next few months, we could see the most discouraged and hardened sinners become joyful, worshiping members of our congregations if only we saw our churches as places of worship for all people and not a private gathering for a privileged few. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, whose job is it to make you holy? On Daily Discipleship.